Watch for slurs and ties as you play each of the 10 cross-harp riffs shown in your book. The first riff ends with a tie. Try this one with me now. The second riff features chords, followed by a single note line. Watch for the slur and tie in the last measure. The third riff begins with some nice slurred triplets, leading to three note chords. The fourth riff is a single note line with two slurs, followed by a tie. The fifth cross-harp riff uses eighth notes to create a syncopated effect. Good, now play the sixth riff, which moves from the upper register to the lower register. The seventh riff provides an interesting variation. Try this one with me now. Here's another nice variation with the triplet. The ninth riff features a descending triplet pattern. Now play the 10th riff, which features 8th notes leading to a triplet.